Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Saturday, August 26th episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I am Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. A lot of great listening over there, over 60 well-curated podcasts, probably heading towards 70 now, if not past that. A very wide variety of topics. So I will guarantee you'll find something out there to listen to. And I'm pretty confident that there's the, actually I should say it this way, there's the probability that you'll find so much out there to listen to that you won't have enough time to listen to all that you want to listen to. So definitely worth your while to get on out there. Listen to my brothers and sisters in Christ and the hard work that they do. The content they create is just wonderful. Believe me, I listen to a number of them and I don't have enough time to listen to all the stuff out there that I want to listen to. I also want to point you at the final two links in our show notes. The first one, the next to last, is for the Vail Valley Baptist Church Gives In Go campaign. We're striving to rapidly pay off our mortgage so that we can commence establishment of a Christian classic education-based school to provide a trustworthy alternative here within our community. So go ahead and click on the link. Pastor Jay's provided a very thorough description out there of what we're trying to do. And then we would ask three things of you. We'd ask you to pray for us. We'd ask you to prayerfully consider giving to us. And we'd ask you to pass the link along so that others can do the same. I also want to indicate the very last one that is actually being included in there by Spotify. I've turned on the ability for listeners to support this channel and this ministry, if you wish to. It is on a subscriber base at this point. I do want to be clear. I'm not putting anything behind a paywall in any way, shape, or form. I've just had people inquire as to how they could financially support. So here is one way I am looking into a possibility and a way to set something up for people to do maybe a one-time donation or something like that, if you wish to, you know, support the ministry. Again, I would ask you to pray for us, to pray for this ministry, the Faith Comes From Hearing ministry, to prayerfully consider giving to us. And honestly, to pass our link along, I would love, for by word of mouth for others to be able to come in here, not for any money from them or anything or any kind of financial help from them. It's just, I'm trying to bring the Word of God. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do. I hope I'm doing a very good job. I hope I'm doing a job worthy of the task that the Lord has put upon me here. So I would love for more and more people to hear it, not necessarily to hear me, but to hear the Word of God, which is my whole point of doing this in the first place. It's not about anything for me. Let's see. There's one other thing. Oh, I do want to remind you, our church, Vail Valley Baptist Church, is now streaming. We have been for a little while, but we've changed up our streaming. So we are now streaming on Facebook under Vail Valley Baptist Church. That's where you can find us, our Facebook page. And then on Twitter at VVB Church. So we would definitely love for you to come and watch. But most of all, we would hope that would be a prompt for you to then come and join us and you know, in person. And we will continue to say that watching on streaming is not a substitute for worshiping together. And we are commanded to worship together, but we do want to provide that for those who are not capable of coming and joining us in person. So any of you that are not able to join us physically, but are able to join us online, we love you. You are definitely an answer to prayer. To come and share, and we do want to continue to feed you, that way where it is possible. All right. Let's see. We're going to be doing, with it being a Saturday morning, we're not doing any Bible study today. We're just going to be doing our reading. We are going to be reading in Job 20, 21 and 22, 2 Corinthians 1 verses 1 through 11, Psalm 40 verses 11 through 17, and Proverbs 22 verses 2 through 4. So why don't we go ahead and we'll open up with the seventh-day morning prayer. It's called God's Good Pleasure. Let's pray. Sovereign Lord, thy will is supreme in heaven and earth, and all beings are creatures of thy power. Thou art the father of our spirits. Thy inspiration gives us understanding. Thy providence governs our lives. But, O God, we are sinners in thy sight. Thou hast judged us so, and if we deny it, we make thee a liar. Yet in Christ thou art reconciled to thy rebellious subjects. Give us the ear of faith to hear him, the eye of faith to see him, the hand of faith to receive him, the appetite of faith to feed upon him, that we might find in him light, riches, honor, eternal life. Thou art the inviting one, may we hearken to thee. The almighty instructor, teach us to live to thee. The light dweller, inaccessible to man and angels, hiding thyself behind the elements of creation, but known to us in Jesus. Possess our minds with the grandeur of thy perfections. Thy love to us in Jesus is firm and changeless. Nothing can separate us from it, and in the enjoyment of it, nothing can make us miserable. Preserve us from hypocrisy and formality in religion. Enable us to remember what thou art and what we are, to recall thy holiness and our unworthiness. Help us to approach thee clothed with humility, for vanity, forwardness, insensibility, disorderly affection, backwardness to duty, proneness to evil are in our hearts. Let us never forget thy patience, wisdom, power, faithfulness, care, and never cease to respond to thy invitations. Amen. All right, in our morning devotion from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for August 26th, the text is from Psalm 111, verse 9. He hath commanded his covenant forever. The Lord's people delight in the covenant itself. It is an unfailing source of consolation to them, so often as the Holy Spirit leads them into its banqueting house and waves its banner of love. They delight to contemplate the antiquity of that covenant, remembering that before the day star knew its place, or planets ran their round, the interests of the saints were made secure in Christ Jesus. It is peculiarly pleasing to them to remember the sureness of the covenant while meditating upon the sure mercies of David. They delight to celebrate it as signed, sealed, and ratified, in all things ordered well. It often makes their hearts dilate with joy to think of its immutability as a covenant which neither time nor eternity, life nor death, shall ever be able to violate. A covenant as old as eternity and as everlasting as the Rock of Ages. They rejoice also to feast upon the fullness of this covenant, for they see in it all things provided for them. God is their portion, Christ their companion, the Spirit their comforter, earth their lodge, and heaven their home. They see in it an inheritance reserved and entailed to every soul possessing an interest in its ancient and eternal deed of gift. Their eyes sparkled when they saw it as a treasure trove in the Bible, but oh, how their souls were gladdened when they saw in the last will and testament of their divine kinsman that it was bequeathed to them. More especially, it is the pleasure of God's people to contemplate the graciousness of this covenant. They see that the law was made void because it was a covenant of works and depended upon merit, but this they perceive to be enduring because grace is the basis, grace the condition, grace the strain, grace the bulwark, grace the foundation, grace the topstone. The covenant is a treasury of wealth, a granary of food, a fountain of life, a storehouse of salvation, a charter of peace, and a haven of joy. All right, so let's get into our reading, and I've already told you what we're going to be reading, so here we go with Job 20. Hear the word of the Lord. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered and said, "Therefore my disquieting thoughts make me respond, even because of my haste within me. I listen to the discipline which dishonors me, and the spirit of my understanding makes me answer. Do you know this from of old, from the establishment of man on earth, that the shouts of joy of the wicked are short, and the gladness of the godless momentary? Though his loftiness goes up to the heavens, and his head touches the clouds, he perishes forever like his refuge. Those who have seen him will say, 'Where is he?' He flies away like a dream, and they cannot find him. Even like a vision of the night, he is chased away. The eye which saw him sees him no longer, and his place no longer beholds him. His sons seek the favor of the poor, and his hands give back his wealth. His bones are full of his youthful vigor, but it lies down with him in the dust. Though evil is sweet in his mouth, and he hides it under his tongue, though he desires it and will not forsake it, and holds it to his palate, yet his food in his stomach is changed to the venom of cobras within him. He swallows up wealth, but will vomit it up. God will expel it from his belly. He sucks the poison of cobras. The viper's tongue kills him. He does not look at the streams, the rivers flowing with honey and curds. He returns what he has attained and cannot swallow it. As to the wealth of his trading, he cannot even enjoy it, for he has crushed and forsaken the poor. He has seized a house which he has not built. Because he knew no ease within his belly, in his covetousness, he does not let anything escape. Nothing remains for him to devour. Therefore his prosperity does not endure. In the fullness of his plenty he will be confined. The hand of everyone who is troubled will come against him. So it will be that he fills his belly, and God will send his burning anger on him, and will rain it on him while he is eating. He may flee from the iron weapon, but the bronze bow will pierce him. It is drawn forth and comes out of his back, even the glittering point from his gall. Bouts of dread come upon him. Complete darkness is held in reserve for his treasures. A fire and fan will devour him. It will consume the survivor in his tent. The heavens will reveal his iniquity, and the earth will rise up against him. The increase of his house will depart. His possessions will flow away in the day of his anger. This is the wicked man's portion from God, even the inheritance decreed to him by God. Job 21. Then Job answered and said, "Listen carefully to my speech, and let this be your way of consolation. Bear with me that I may speak, then after I have spoken you may mock. As for me, is my musing to man? And why should I not be impatient? Look at me and be appalled, and put your hand over your mouth. Even when I remember, I am dismayed, and horror seizes my flesh. Why do the wicked still live? Continue on, also become very powerful. Their seed is established with them in their presence, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from dread, and the rod of God is not on them. His ox mates and does not fail, his cow calves and does not miscarry. They send forth their little ones like the flock, and their children skip about. They lift up the tambourine and harp and are glad at the sound of the pipe. They spend their day in prosperity, and suddenly they go down to Sheol. They say to God, 'Depart from us. We do not even desire the knowledge of your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should serve him, and what would we profit if we entreat him?' Behold, their prosperity is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How often is the lamp of the wicked put out, or does their disaster fall on them? Does God apportion destruction in his anger? Are they a straw before the wind, and like chaff which the storm steals away? You say, 'God stores away a man's wickedness for his sons.' Let God repay him so that he may know it. Let his own eyes see his decay, and let him drink of the wrath of the Almighty. For what desire does he have for his household after him, when the number of his months is cut off? Can anyone teach God knowledge, in that he judges those on high? One dies in his full strength, being wholly carefree and at ease. His sides are filled out with fat, and the marrow of his bones is moist. But another dies with a bitter soul, never even eats anything good. Together they lie down in the dust, and worms cover them. Behold, I know your thoughts, and the plans by which you do violence against me. For you say, 'Where is the house of the nobleman, and where is the tent, the dwelling place of the wicked?' Have you not asked those who pass by along the way, and do you not recognize their witness? That the wicked is reserved for the day of disaster. They will be led forth at the day of fury. Who will declare to his face about his actions, and who will repay him for what he has done? While he is led forth to the grave, men will keep watch over his tomb. The clods of the valley will gently cover him. Moreover, all men will draw up after him, while countless ones go before him. How then will you vainly comfort me, indeed, when your answers remain full of falsehood?" Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, "Can a mighty man be of use to God, or an insightful man be useful to him? Is there any pleasure to the Almighty if you are righteous, or profit if you make yourself your ways perfect? Is it because of your reverent fear that he reproves you, that he enters into judgment against you? Is not your evil great and your iniquities without end? For you have taken pledges of your brothers without cause, and stripped the clothing of the naked. To the weary you have given no water to drink, and from the hungry you have withheld bread. But the earth belongs to the mighty man, and the highly respected man inhabits it. You have sent widows away empty, and the might of the orphan has been crushed. Therefore snares surround you, and sudden dread terrifies you, or darkness so that you cannot see, and an abundance of water covers you. Is not God in the height of heaven? Look also at the distant stars, how high they are. You say, 'What does God know? Can he judge through the dense gloom? Clouds are a hiding place for him so that he cannot see, and he walks on the vault of heaven. Will you keep to the ancient path which wicked men have trod, who were snatched away before their time, whose foundations were washed away by a river? They said to God, "Depart from us," and what can the Almighty do to them? Yet he filled their houses with good things. But the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see and are glad, and the innocent mock them, saying, "Truly those who rise against us are wiped out, and their abundance the fire has consumed." Yield now and be at peace with him. Thereby good will come to you. Please receive instruction from his mouth and set his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove unrighteousness far from your tent and put your gold in the dust, and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks, then the Almighty will be your gold and choice silver to you. For then you will delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will entreat him and he will hear you, and you will pay your vows. You will also decree a thing and it will be established for you. And light will shine on your ways. When some are cast down, you will speak with confidence, and the humble person he will save. He will provide escape for one who is not innocent, and he will escape through the cleanness of your hands. All right, 2 Corinthians 1, verses 1 through 11. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are throughout Achaia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ abound to us, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. But whether we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation, or whether we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is working in your perseverance, in the same sufferings which we also suffered. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our sufferings, so also you are sharers of our comfort. For we do not want you to be unaware, brothers, of our affliction, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even to live. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not have confidence in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who rescued us from so great a peril of death, and will rescue us, he on whom we have set our hope, and he will yet rescue us. You also joining in helping us through your prayers on our behalf, so that thanks may be given on our behalf by many persons for the gracious gift bestowed on us through the prayers of many. All right, let's see, Psalm 40, verses 11 through 17, so through the end of that psalm. You, O Yahweh, will not withhold your compassion from me. Your loving kindness and your truth will continually guard me, for evils beyond number have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me, so that I am not able to see. They are more numerous than the hairs of my head, and my heart has failed me. Be pleased, O Yahweh, to deliver me. Make haste, O Yahweh, to help me. Let those be ashamed and humiliated together who seek my life to sweep it away. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in evil against me. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, "Aha, aha." Let all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let those who love your salvation say continually, "Yahweh be magnified." As for me, I am afflicted and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and the one who rescues me. Do not delay, O my God. And finally, Proverbs 22, verses 2 through 4. The rich and the poor meet together. In this, Yahweh is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees evil and hides, but the simple pass on and are punished. The reward of humility, the fear of Yahweh, is riches, glory, and life. All right, well, that is our reading for the day. Our evening devotion, the text for it, is from Mark 9:15. The people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. How great the difference between Moses and Jesus. When the prophet of Horeb had been 40 days upon the mountain, he underwent a kind of transfiguration so that his countenance shone with exceeding brightness, and he put a veil over his face, for the people could not endure to look upon his glory. Not so our Savior. He had been transfigured with a greater glory than that of Moses, and yet it is not written that the people were blinded by the blaze of his countenance, but rather they were amazed, and running to him, they saluted him. The glory of the law repels, but the greater glory of Jesus attracts. Though Jesus is holy and just, Yet blended with his purity, there is so much of truth and grace that sinners run to him amazed at his goodness. Fascinated by his love, they salute him because his disciples become his disciples and take him to be their Lord and Master. Reader, it may be that just now you are blinded by the dazzling brightness of the law of God. You feel its claims on your conscience, but you cannot keep it in your life. Not that you find fault with the law, on the contrary, it commands your profoundest esteem. Still, you are in no wise drawn by it to God. You are rather hardened in heart and are verging toward desperation. Ah, poor heart, turn thine eye upon from Moses, with all his repelling splendor, and look to Jesus, resplendent with milder glories. Behold his flowing wounds and thorn-crowned head. He is the Son of God, and therein he is greater than Moses. But he is the Lord of love, and therein more tender than the lawgiver. He bore the wrath of God, and in his death revealed more of God's justice than Sinai on a blaze. But that justice is now vindicated, and henceforth it is the guardian of believers in Jesus. Look, sinner, to the bleeding Savior, and as thou feelest the attraction of his love, fly to his arms, and thou shalt be saved. All right, well, that is our episode for the day. I did want to put a shout out there yesterday, and I didn't get it in yesterday because I recorded the night before, but yesterday, Friday, the 25th, was Pastor Jay Miller's birthday. So I want to wish him a happy birthday. I did personally, but I wanted to do it here too. He and Vail Valley have definitely blessed Tara and I. We were definitely searching for an ability to do ministry, and we have just been overwhelmed by all the opportunity that Pastor Jay and the church as a whole have provided for us. It has been amazing, and it is even growing more. We've got something else coming up within the next month that is just going to be even more. I mean, it's almost mind blowing, and I'm so looking forward to it. Again, we've been very blessed. So I did want to wish him a happy birthday. Like I said, we've got something new coming up. I don't necessarily want to talk about it in detail till we get into doing it, so that we actually know what's really happening, because things have kind of gone and changed. Definitely would ask for your prayer for the ministries of Vail Valley Baptist Church. We are definitely trying to reach out within our community and do a great deal and truly be salt and light in our community. So we would definitely appreciate all the prayers you can give us. All right. Well, I hope you have yourself a wonderful day. I definitely hope you have yourself a wonderful weekend. I hope you've got great plans. I hope your plans include, actually, I pray that your plans include worshiping with the saints. If they do not, change them. We are called, we are commanded, not requested. We are commanded to worship with the saints. So find yourself a church. And find yourself a good church. Let me qualify that. Find yourself a solid church and be there and worship with the saints. Even if you got to drive a little bit, do it. I know gas is expensive, but do it. And so again, hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you do all you do for the glory of God. And I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Let's go ahead and close out with prayer. We're going to close out with the Lord's Day Eve prayer. Let's pray. God of the passing hour, another week has gone and I have been preserved, and my going out and my coming in. Thine has been the vigilance that has turned threatened evils aside. Thine the supplies that have nourished me. Thine the comforts that have indulged me. Thine the relations and friends that have delighted me. Thine the means of grace which have edified me. Thine the book which amidst all my enjoyments has told me that this is not my rest. That in all successes one thing alone is needful, to love my Savior. Nothing can equal the number of thy mercies, but my imperfections and sins. These, O God, I will neither conceal nor palliate, but confess with a broken heart. In what condition would secret reviews of my life leave me, were it not for the assurance that with thee there is plenteous redemption, that thou art a forgiving God, that thou mayest be feared. While I hope for pardon through the blood of the cross, I pray to be clothed with humility, to be quickened in thy way, to be more devoted to thee, to keep the end of my life in view, to be cured of the folly of delay and indecision, to know how frail I am, to number my days and apply my heart unto wisdom. Amen. All right. Again, have yourself a good day. And again, I hope to see you tomorrow. Have a good one. God bless.